Our next speaker is trade union activist Tom Westgarth. Tom is a local activist in the Public Commercial Services Union, the PCS Union, which has been a long-time supporter of Stop the War, both locally and nationally, with current General Secretary of the PCS being our good friend Fran Heathcote, who has spoken at our meetings and rallies here in Newcastle on many, many occasions. PCS Union has also supported several of the local trade union days of action for Palestine events, which we have organised over the last 21 months. So please give a warm welcome to Tom.
Yes, thanks very much for that, Tony. Yes, so everyone, my name is Tom Westgarth. I am a member of the PCS Union. For those of you that don't know, PCS does represent the civil service within the UK. However, we're not ones with like Downing Street and all that. Really, we are the ground people on there. So what we do is we do a lot of the administration grades for what happens in government. What that also concerns is with things like the Foreign Office as well. So this is why PCS actually have quite a big feeling about what's happening currently in Gaza and in Palestine and what Israel are doing, and the UK's complicity in regards to the genocide, because we have our members who are actually being told to do things that they don't want to do, that go against their moral compass in signing things off for, like these plots of the jets that get used to fly over Gaza and carpet bomb innocent people. So comrades, it feels like Groundhog Day again, because day after day, it seems like we are all standing up for Palestine. Under a government led by, I suppose, a human rights lawyer, making us complicit in the genocide, and also we have a public broadcaster who is apologising about a documentary on the siege in Gaza. Not about the ethnic cleansing in Gaza, or the other countless war crimes that Netanyahu has committed. No, but an unfounded claim that the narrator, a child, has links to Hamas. A child. It's absolutely pitiful from the BBC. So thanks to Trump as well and the USA, Israel continues to act with impunity and preemptively bomb places like Iran over fears that they may be harbouring the nuclear weapons or they like to get nuclear weapons. Israel, I'd like to compare it as pretty much a schoolyard bully with a brutish sidekick in America, just piling on the pain and hate it. The next page. So let me be clear. Right now, PCS stand with Palestine. We are proudly affiliated to the Palestine Solidarity Campaign as well as Stop the War. In May, PCS did hold our national conference where we heard from reps and members from the Gaza Strip to see what it was like to be. And what we heard was harrowing. That word doesn't even really do it justice for the feel and the empathy that we all felt in that conference hall in Brighton that day. I'd like to thanks. Again, to our General Secretary, Fran Heathcote, also our National President, Martin Kavanagh, and the DWP Group President, Angela Grant, and also Mohammed Shafiq, for all of the work that they've done tirelessly for the people of Palestine. I'd also like to give a mention to Tony as well for everything he's done, and also Mick Bowman, for all the work and commitment that they've done for the people of Palestine. As I was leaving my home today just to come here, I did catch a bit of the news, and in the last 24 hours, another dozen lives have been cruelly taken away by the malnutrition, which is a war crime tactic of women and children being amongst the dead. But comrades, despite this, I still feel some hope for Palestine. Because when a newspaper like the Daily Express wrote a front page headline with, "For pity's sake, stop this now," with a picture of a boy called Mohammed who looks minutes away from starvation. And I would like to say that shows to me that the tide is changing. The public mood is growing angrier at Israel. And when that happens, like rags like the Daily Express, they have to move its opinion. So just to say, obviously, I want to say a message to those under the apartheid genocide and to those about to be shepherded into a concentration camp. PCS do see it, PCS support it, and PCS will not stop fighting until we see a peaceful and free and recognised Palestine. From the river to the sea, solidarity.
Thanks, Tom. as Tom mentioned, his trade union is affiliated to Stop the War and to Palestine Solidarity. So if you are in a trade union, affiliations could be made. Go to your, if your branch isn't already affiliated to Stop the War and Palestine Solidarity Campaign, please go to your branch and see if you can get a motion passed that that gets them affiliated. It all makes a difference. We need the funding, but we also need the people and the people on the streets as well. So if you can do that, that would be great. Prior to attacking Syria, and it's appalling to see Israel also bombing Iran just a few weeks ago.